Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Boy, what an exciting night, fans, all around the Conlin Center. Everybody's pumped up. The very first conference game ever in the NC2A. So it's all been preseason up to now, Josh. As you know, the Penguins 3-8 as they've built up to this moment tonight, 1 minute to go until the tip-off. Hawaii Pacific are 4-4. Sea Warriors for the Hawaii Pacific University. They're going to play Academy of Art on Thursday night and Notre Dame on Saturday night, Josh. Interesting noting here, Josh. Tiffany Wilson, the leading scorer for the Sea Warriors, hurt. Here, not playing. Now, Shelly Clermanco, I see, is not suited up tonight, Josh. I don't know if you've gotten word on that. And if you haven't, maybe you should. But I don't know why Clermanco is not in uni. But the ACL tear for Tiffany Wilson for the Sea Warriors may very well come into play tonight. The very first conference game for the Penguins in the NC2A Division II Conference. Leading rebounders, Awa Williams, that's Jasmine Awa Williams, and Genesis Lewis for Hawaii Pacific, who are 4-4 coming in tonight, play tonight. Now, just like the Penguins, Hawaii Pacific playing their very first conference game tonight as well. So the Penguins, very first night. Boy, we're so excited. This is great. Penguins head coach is Brianna Chambers. She's here right now in front of the broadcasting area. Stuart Horn with you. Josh is off to my right, my lovable sidekick, for tonight's doubleheader, PacWest style, for the visiting Warriors. Under head coach Jeff Harada, he's assisted by Reed Takatsuka and Angela Spence. Number three is McKenna Karasawa, a 5'4" senior. She's out of Walnut, California. Number 12 is Jasmine Awa Williams, one of the leading rebounders, and a 5'9" junior out of Kona, Hawaii. Number 14 is Mana Hopkins, a 5'10" sophomore out of Kona. Number 15 is Paris Gravely, a 5'5" sophomore out of Fairfield. And rounding things out for Coach Hirata, number 21 is Courtney Buster, a 6'3" junior out of Tarzana, California. All five of those ladies over for a handshake with Coach Chambers. Chambers is stoked, Jock. She is really pumped. Now for the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, she's assisted by Eric Nelson. Penguins come in tonight 3-8 in preseason. And while those games matter, they don't matter as far as the conference is concerned. Coach Chambers will be sending out number 12, Tammy Bronner, a 5'6" graduate student out of Oakland. Melissa Wise is number 14, a 5'10" freshman from Novato. Number 20 is Alicia Flatten, a 5'6" senior out of Hayward, and the leading scorer for the DUs. Kelsey Janish, number 22, a 5'8" junior out of Novato. And rounding things out for Coach Chambers, number 24, Mikaela Baskerville, a 5'6" senior out of Alameda, Josh. Both teams are out on the floor. Missed your last game, my friend, but glad that you're back in your broadcasting chair and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I was on a little bit of a sabbatical, but, you know, I'm back and I'm live in
action. You deserved it.
Yes, I'm going to shake off the rust tonight and see if I can call a great game with you once again, Stuart Horn.
Looking forward to it. Both teams are out on the floor, fans, for the visiting Sea Warriors. Courtney Buster, the 6'3" juniors out there. For the DU's, Wise. Melissa Wise at 5'10". Buster is towering over the little old Wise, who's out there for the tip-off. Penguins off to our right. And tonight's producer is Josh Johnson. We are live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. And the very first game is tipped out. The very first game is underway. Tip-off has gone the way of the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific in the house, off to our right. Hawaii Pacific starts a shot from Mana Hopkins, a three ball. Check it, a long two ball, Josh. Out there on the left corner, she knocks it down from way out there to open the game. Lot of Hawaii Pacific fans in the house sitting just behind us, and they're very happy with the way this thing started off. A big two ball. Penguins then go in for a shot from the right side of the baseline. Can't get it to drop. Rebound goes the way of Hawaii Pacific, and as the Penguins, the Sea Warriors transition down to the other end. there's a foul called against one of the DUs. Or perhaps the ball is just tipped out of bounds. I think it's just an out of bounds.
One thing Dominican cannot afford early, Stu, is those missed shots. You got to get those wide open looks, especially when you get an easy layup as such. Kelsey Janis has to be able to score those.
Quick inbounds to Hopkins, and she's got all the points for the Sea Warriors. Now, fans, I reported earlier that Hopkins had opened up with a long two ball, but in fact it was a big three ball. I knew she was way out there, and they adjusted it on the scoreboard. So Hopkins accounts for all five of the points so far. We're at 19 minutes exactly in the first half of tonight's doubleheader, Pac-West style. And now a travel has been called against the Sea Warriors, Courtney Buster, who got it just under the rim, at which point Wise got in her face and forced the walk. 5-0, Hawaii Pacific in the house and in charge. Penguins have it now on the long end. Full court pressure by the Sea Warriors. Janish is going to bring it up. Janish is being guarded very closely by Awa Williams. That's Jasmine Awa Williams. 5-0, Penguins trailing. Wise has it top of the key between the circles. She pounds her way into the right elbow and goes for the shot from the same place. Slams into one of the Sea Warriors. And that is a foul. That will send Wise to the line. First foul committed by their squad. Wise to the line. See if she can get the first point of the Pac-West era. A new era around these parts, fans. The Penguins in the NC2A. New athletics director, 5-1 is the score. Terry Toomey's our new AD here. And the second one is deep. It's tipped out, and Wise gets it. Now she flips it back over to Bronner. Bronner kick out right side, three ball by Alicia Flatten from the right elbow. Goes down, 5-4, Penguins trailing. Good shot there by Flatten to open things up, Josh. Now the Penguins back on defense. Penguins are attacking the southern hoop. They're guarding the northern. So both teams off to our right now. Melissa Wise creating all kinds of defensive problems for the Sea Warriors. And the Penguins steal it away. They get it up to Flatten. She brings it up the right side up to Janish. Janish drives in baseline, left side. She throws it away after it was tipped up by Awa Williams. Sea Warriors have got it. They're bringing it up on the fast break. They get in the hands of Gravely. Gravely gets it over to the right side into the hands of Mona Hopkins, who goes up right side. 7-4, Penguins trail. Penguins in quick transition. Baskerville right side with a layup. No. Wise gets a hand on it, and they're going to give it back to Hawaii.
This Hawaii Pacific team doesn't mind rushing the ball in transition, Stu. They like to push it a lot, we see, and they're kind of keeping up with the up-tempo type of play that Dominican is so accustomed to here.
Genesis Lewis has entered the game, and she is in place of Hopkins, who seats. Hopkins going to take a rest, and the Penguins are on defense again. McKenna Karasawa has brought the ball in, and she's brought it up the court. So now they're trying to work it down low. Karasawa back outside. They do get it down low, and there's a whistle. Emily Dunn, no, check it. Not Emily Dunn. Courtney Buster got a hand in there. Buster towering over all of these ladies, Josh, at 6'3". Buster's one of the tallest people in the Conlon Center right now. Fans included. And now a long three ball left side. The kick out to Gravely. That goes 10-4, good buddy. Penguins trailing. 17-15 to go in the first half. 10-4 in favor of the Sea Warriors. Sea Warriors, Josh. Now the Penguins, Bronner, left side. Nice, soft, big arc on that one from the left side. Layup, Bronner, 2. 10-6. We're inside of 17 minutes, fans. Shout out to Sea Warrior fans listening worldwide. Oh, charging. Foul called against Awa Williams. She drifted into the lane. Wise had come set. Wise was just standing there. Williams let her have it, Josh, in a big way. Oh, brother.
Well, smart play by Wise to get there and get her feet planted right there in the paint, Stu, so she can be able to draw the foul. But Dominican's going to have to come up with an answer here. Hawaii Pacific doesn't mind pushing it. They're going to have to take smarter shots and limit the fundamental mistakes.
Janish brought it up. She brought it up and on the left elbow tried to stop. She was unable to release the ball in some sort of a toss and ended up dragging the pivot foot. That's an unforced turnover as Hawaii Pacific's men have entered the team in anticipation of tonight's second game. But for now, we're in the women's game. 16:26 to go in the first half on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. 10-6, Penguins are trailing. Turnaround jumper now draws a whistle from Courtney Buster. There was no indication of a foul, perhaps just a travel. And a timeout has been called. No? There's a lot of buzzing going on, Josh, and I'm not sure why. Substitutions are coming in. And entering the game is Taylor Craig, a 5'4" sophomore out of Los Angeles. And she is in the backcourt to guard Bronner on the inbounds. Bronner brings it up the right side for the DUs. Penguins off to our left. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Oh, a big long three ball now by the Penguins. Kimi Nakamura from the right side. And that was 25 feet, and it's good. 10-9, Penguins trail by only one now. After Hawaii Pacific opened up in a big way, Penguins have managed to eke back. Also, Shauna Bryant's in the game. And now a nice driving shot. Driving to the hoop was Genesis Lewis from the right side, Josh. She just slammed her way past Shauna and insisted on getting a good shot off. She got a good look at it and made the deuce from the right side. The Penguins bring it around the outside of the circle now. And that's Alicia Flatten. Flatten drives in and she is fouled. That's a second team foul. Timeout has been called now as the Penguins head back over to the bench. The foul was called against. Well, I think it was called against Williams, although I'm not positive. It didn't come up on the board. It is 12-9. The Penguins are trailing, Josh, 15-37. A high-paced game so far. Only three fouls have been committed by both squads cumulatively.
Right about that, Stu. It seems like Hawaii Pacific matches up great with the DU Penguins. They've been able to run the ball, get a lot of great points in transition, as well as be a little more physical in the paint than the Penguins have so far. So, you know, DU are not a whole lot bigger on the physical side of the spectrum, but we definitely have some great shooters on this Dominican squad and definitely some great girls who can handle the ball and get those open look opportunities to those shooters. So, you know what? It's going to be an interesting chess match here, Stu, to see how the two coaches battle it out and how they handle the back and forth as it's going to be in this game. And I suspect that it's going to be pretty high scoring back and forth. We're going to have a lot of jump shots, especially coming from the Penguins, because they're going to have some trouble getting it down low with big, big imposing characters like none other than Courtney Buster. I mean, she's 6'3", Stu. She is probably the tallest girl we've played this year. Next to, well, we played Sacramento State. They had a pretty tall statured group there, but you know, there was a good job by Alicia Flatten on that last play, getting in, drawing the foul, and going to the line.
Flatten's back out on the line now, and she misses the first one, and she is not happy about that. Flatten, a perfectionist, expects to make them all, and she couldn't get that one to drop. On the way now, Flatten, her second one is good. She just adjusted slightly, and with 15:36 to go, it's 12-10 in favor of the visiting Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific. Now Hawaii Pacific works it down low, and a masterful play there as Genesis Lewis was able to find Jasmine Awa Williams under the hoop on the left side. Williams goes 180 and left it in the bucket for two. The Penguins transition quickly to the other end, and Alicia Flatten answers 14-12. Penguins trailing by only two now. We're at 15 minutes exactly, fans. HPU brings it back up very quickly, Hawaii Pacific University. Now the Penguins on defense, Hawaii Pacific works it down low, then they kick it back out with 10 on the shot clock. Now they're trying to work it again. Oh, man, and they just were able to throw it right into Genesis Lewis, who was down low. Great pass there by Taylor Craig. Craig, a 5'4" sophomore out of L.A., was able to just find a seam there, get it right under the arms, the outstretched arms of Wise, and the bucket went. 16-12. Penguins transition to the other end very quickly, and the ball runs out of bounds on the attempted pass by Bronner. Bronner now gets yanked in her place. Nakamura re-enters. Check it. Berlinski has entered for the first time tonight. Nakamura's been in there. Nakamura had a big 25-footer a minute ago. 16-12, fans. We're in under 14.5. 10 on the shot clock now, which did not reset on the OB. Flatten's got it. She's kicking it back and forth over to Berlinski. Back to Flatten. 3-2. She's got to let one go. Now she throws it away. Shot clock violation. Flatten couldn't do anything with it. She got the pass back over to Berlinski. Now she and Berlinski are talking it out. Either way, though, the ball's going to go back over to HPU. Josh?
You know, you got to be able to move the ball around better in that situation, Stu. Definitely the other players on the court got to show a lot more motion, and you got to be able to get the ball up in the air, at least to hit the rim, than for the rebound attempt if you don't think you can get the shot. But shot clock violations is definitely something you don't want to go your way this early.
Foul is called against Wise now, as Wise and Berlinski had sandwiched Genesis Lewis. Lewis had the ball pinched between her hip and her wrist, but that was after she was pinched by Wise. Now Lewis is just all over Wise, trying to get the inbounds. They get it into Lewis. Now they go to the top of the key. HPU off to our right. They're looking for a place to get it down low. It seems like where they've done their most work. Way outside, right side. Gravely goes for the long three ball. No. On the right, it's missed deep. Loose ball. Berlinski comes up with it. Now it's loose again. Shauna Bryant gets tied up under the hoop with Taylor Craig. Possession arrow will give it back to HPU. In the game now is Brittany Rinolo, a 5'9" sophomore out of Honolulu. She's also in there with Mona Hopkins, who's re-entered. Hopkins got the start tonight. Raquel Gomes gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Josh, 13.5. 16-12 fans. Left side, oh brother. And the Penguins cannot block out Awa Williams, who's just driving it in there. Awa Williams, one of the leading rebounders on the team. Here's a long one from Nakamura. Three ball again, Kimmy. That's two in a row, Josh, from the exact same place. I'm going to say she's close to 25 feet. It's 24-25, and a quick transition by Hawaii Pacific. They heave it the length of the court. Mona Hopkins picks it up, draws a foul, buries a deuce. Everything counts, and she'll go to the line. Wise out, Gomes in.
That was a great shot by Nakamura, but the Penguins need to work on getting back on defense. Hawaii Pacific saw the chance to score and transition, and they went ahead and got it done. You got to play better than that. You got to be tight on both ends of the ball and get back defensively.
Free throw is missed, but the Genesis Lewis picks it up. Oh, Lewis is just pounding up against Shauna Bryant. Lewis is so tough, Josh. Are you watching Lewis? When she's off ball, she is creating total havoc for the Penguins down there. She's just lying on top of the person that she's got to work against. It was Melissa Wise a minute ago. Now it's Shauna Bryant, and she will just jump right on top of that player in order to gain the advantage, and that is a great attribute. That's some serious work, and the Penguins chasing it out of bounds. Berlinski can't save it before she steps out and falls into the grandstands. Under 13 minutes now, fans. 2015 on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson back underway now. And the Sea Warriors have the ball. Genesis Lewis has it, top of the key. She throws it over to Craig, who muffs it, gets a shot off. Lewis with a rebound. Now she wants to take it herself. A soft floater with the scissor legs. Can't get it to fall. From the left side, now Brittany Rinolo pounds it home for two. Boy, oh boy, that was three shots on goal, Josh, and the Penguins just could not get the ball. The Sea Warriors kept digging for it, and now Alicia Flatten throws it away. Flatten tried to find one of the DUs under the hoop. Ball's thrown away, and then subsequently, Hawaii travels with it. Getting ready to enter the game now is McKenna Karasawa, the 5'4" senior who started tonight. She is in place of Awa Williams. See if Karasawa can put the same sort of pressure on the Penguins that Awa Williams has managed to do in the backcourt. Now Berlinski's got it, moving from our right to left up here in the opulent broadcasting area. Now Gomes almost throws it away to Nakamura, but Nakamura handles it. Left side, Berlinski, 12:09 to go. Berlinski, stutter step. Berlinski, she's pivoting, 7:20, 9:40. Now she doesn't know what to do with it. Here's another long one by Kimmy. Oh, she missed a three ball. And Nakamura is 2-for-3 from outside the arc. Penguins cannot get the rebound, though. That's the bad news. Penguins trail by 7, Josh, in the first half. 11:50 to go, fans. Genesis Williams up against Shauna. Drives in left side. Tries the up and under. Can't get any spin off the glass. It goes straight up and comes straight down, Josh. With a little side spin, that'd fall. But it didn't. 22-15. And Berlinski brings it up the right side. She throws it up to Flatten. And, oh, man, Hawaii Pacific has got the Penguins' number on defense. Shauna Bryant now with a head fake over to the left side. Now she goes right. Now she throws it left to Kimmy. Kimmy's got 9 on the shot clock over to Berlinski. Berlinski drives, picks up the screen from Shauna. 3 ball. Yes! No, it was 2. Oh, man, it was straight away from the top of the key. And I thought she was outside the arc, but no. Taylor Craig with a shot on goal wants to foul, but she doesn't get it. And she ends up throwing it away. Here's a slow drifter into the paint from Mana Hopkins. Hopkins picks up the foul, no bucket. And the foul was called against Shauna Bryant. There's a timeout, Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one back and forth, fast-paced game. 22-17, Penguins trail. 10:59 to go with analysis. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, one thing we're seeing in this game is great defense from Hawaii Pacific. They have done a good job of making the Penguins move around the ball and making them look for those long shot, hard shot opportunities. But you know what? That's early in the game. They're still kind of feeling each other out, trying to figure out what each team's strengths and weaknesses are. But right now, DU has still done a great job with their outside shooters such as Alicia Flatten, Kylie Nakamura, and Kylie Berlinski, and if they continue to keep shooting well, Stu, I think we should be all right, but do not take anything away from this Hawaii Pacific squad. They have played superb defense, and they have been able to push the ball and get those great points in transition, and that is going to be the key, I think, Stu, to this game, is how many, which team can score easiest in transition and whether the other squad will be able to stop it defensively.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be Saturday night. Josh and I will be here, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. University of Hawaii at Hilo will be in the house, Josh, for the Penguins' second attempt in conference. Penguins have been on the road a lot in the preseason. They've been all over the place. Although they didn't go to Hawaii, I don't think. Went to Utah, and they went to Arizona.
Yeah, you're right about that. In Colorado.
Yep.
They've
went all the way
over
out to San Francisco, too.
Oh, yeah.
22-17 on the line now.
That's a drive.
HPU. And from 15 feet, Mana Hopkins buries the first one. That's good. 23-17 now. D's trailing. Pretty good crowd on hand. Second one is good. Josh, you can open up the AOL Instant Messenger. We'll get that open for you, fans. 24-17. You'll be able to send Josh and I a message if you like. Penguins bring it up. Janish has got it. Oh, she almost muffed it away. She got it off to Wise. Wise now gets it over to Berlinski. Berlinski between the circles. Sets up a nice screen. Kylie on the way. Missed it left. Rebound. Michaela now over to Wise. Softly. Wise. Jumper. 12 feet. Good. 24-19. Penguins hanging tough. 10.5 to go, fans, in the first half. HPU brings it up. Karasawa has Kimi Nakamura just plastered to her. She flips it off left side. Now they work it down low. Good play in and out. Wise with the rebound and a whistle. Fouls called against Brittany Rinola, the 5'9" sophomore out of Honolulu. Wait a minute. Did I get that wrong, Josh? I'm not sure. Let's check it. Yeah, no, I had that correct.
You do have that correct, Stu. I just looked down at my roster. Stuart right. Horn is barely wrong, or rarely wrong, I should say.
Both.
If ever.
I'll go with both. I was wrong once in 74. I think it was September. Now the Penguins have it, and they bring it up. Wise saves the ball. She heaves it back in bounds after the missed shot by the DUs. Berlinski follows it up with a long one from outside the arc. No good. Rebound, Hawaii. They bring it up in quick transition. Oh, brother, under the hoop. Baskerville gets slammed. Now the next shot on goal by Hawaii, and Baskerville slams into Rinola. Rinola hits the deck, and she'll go to the line. The foul is going to be called against Michaela Baskerville, the 5'6 senior. That's the 6th foul committed by the Mighty Penguins, 3 committed by the Hawaiis. 9:50 to go, 24-19. A shout-out, aloha and mahalo to all of the Hawaii Pacific listeners in the islands. From us mainlanders here, wishing you a great opening night. First conference game for both teams. Left side now, HPU's got it. They drive in. Oh, boy, what a Great move there by Awa Williams. Awa Williams gets blocked out. She passes it back off to Buster, who cans the deuce. 26-19. Awa Williams stuck with it, Josh. Presence of mind for Awa Williams to get the shot off after it was muffed away. She had it blocked away. Then she sort of slipped with it. She was still able to get the pass off. The Penguins bring it up. Berlinski goes three ball right side. No. Goes out of bounds. One of the Hawaiis hits the deck. Foul is called against one of the Sea Warriors. Unless it was called against Wise. Josh, I think it was against Wise. It was against Wise. 9:19 to go. 26-19. And Courtney Buster will go to the line. So Buster at 6'3" has been very effective under the hoop. In for the DUs, Emily Dunn in place of Wise.
Oh, she's been a force inside, Stu. And one thing that the Penguins have not been able to do yet is establish some dominance in the paint. And you have to do that in a game. You got to get the ball inside of your bigs, and you got to be able to score under the basket. If you shoot all day, then, you know, that's not going to look too well for you at the end of the day, unless you're shooting 100%, which I don't know if has ever happened. But the Penguins are going to have to be more dominant down low and try to get the ball and get those scores down low underneath the basket.
Courtney busts the first one, and she misses the second one. That wide open stance. She's got a nice free throw stroke on her. Made one of two. 27-19. 9:14 to go, fans, in the first half. Outside, the Penguins are working it. Here's Bronner. She drives it in left side, but she runs in to Courtney Buster, and it's tough to get a shot over the 6'3" Buster. She somehow gets her own rebound. She's going to back up and survey as the shot clock reset it to 20 now. Here goes a long one by Janish on near air ball. She missed it so short, it just grazed the rim, 27-19. DU's cannot get the rebound once again. Karasawa brings it up. She flings it over to the right side. Buster's got it. She jumps for it and then walks with it, Josh. 8:41 to go. Clock rolls now, fans. First half action on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Bronner. She brings it up the right side. She spins 360. Nice pass off to Alicia Flatton, who was lying in wait, just waiting for that thing. She wasn't lying there. She was running in wait. But she cannot make the slow drifter. Next shot by Awa Williams, and she walks with it. I think, Josh, it's got to be a walk.
That was a blatant walk. She doesn't believe it, but we both saw it from right here. She definitely took a little too many steps.
All right.
Boy. A few steps too many, I should say.
Yeah, well, from here it sure looked like it, but she's such a good offensive player. I don't want to guess at her. Jasmine Awa Williams has done some serious damage to the DU so far tonight. 27-19, fans, coming up on 8 minutes. Now Bronner brings it up on the right side. She flips it over to the left in the left corner over to Janish. Janish picks up a screen from Dunn, and now a whistle, and they give it back to Hawaii. There was no foul. There's no foul called, fans, but there was a turnover. I'm not sure what it was. Okay, the guys at the scoring table figure it must have been a travel. Now a three ball from the left side by Paris Gravely, a 5'5 sophomore out of Fairfield. And Gravely's been kind of quiet tonight, but all of a sudden she was very loud with that three ball, making a lot of noise out on the left edge. And Bronner has it. She is pressured by Taylor Craig. Bronner with the pressures, pulls the foot. Josh, and there's another turnover, and the Penguins all of a sudden are in deep trouble. 30-19 with 7:42 to go. Seven fouls committed by the Penguins, three committed by Hawaii. And the Penguins are having trouble right now. All three coaches are out there talking about it. There's not a lot of talk going on, a lot of thinking going on, not a lot of talk going on. The Penguin players, the players on the floor now are on the bench, and they're awaiting the arrival of the coach. And the coach finally makes it there, and now she's got the palms to the ceiling asking questions. What's going on, Josh? And I mean, the Penguins are simply outmatched right now. Hawaii's just playing them tough.
Hawaii is playing them tough, Stu. They're hustling. They're getting that ball down low, and they're able to score under the rim. They're using a lot of physicality, and they're definitely using their size to their advantage. Everything Hawaii Pacific has over the Dominican University, they're using to their advantage, their size. I'm talking players like Buster, as she's just being a dominant force down low. Every time the Penguins are running into her, it's like running into a brick wall. She's not giving way, no way how. And so I think the Penguins are just going to have to be able to hustle up. And the Penguins are going to have to be able to attack the basket more. That's one thing I like to see, is the DU's attacking the basket more, trying to force the issue down low, go at the bigs as much as possible, and hopefully get them to foul out. That's one thing I would like to see. The Penguins can possibly get the ball to their guards, be able to drive the lane, get those bigs to get in foul trouble, and open it up a little bit here.
7:36 to go, fans. The clock rolls. We're back underway. Off to our right-hand side, HPU attacking that northern hoop. Here at the Conlin Center. And throwing it away, HPU, but they get it back, and the Penguins cannot manage to come up with it. That's just the little things that the Penguins can't get going. Genesis Lewis has it. She flings it down low. Now they get it back to the top of the key over to the left side, HPU. Looking for something. They drive in baseline. Off the baseline, Dunn gets wrapped up, but she can't haul it in. Back over to Lewis now. Top of the key, HPU resets. Taylor Craig's got it. She's a sophomore, 5'4". Now they get it down low, and the Penguins, again, cannot guard. They cannot guard Genesis Lewis. She's got too many moves, Josh. Lewis is too tough under the hoop. 6:51 to go now, fans. The Penguins will try again, 32-19, first half. Flatten three ball way out there. She was, Josh, I'm going to say Flatten's out at 25, 26. And she picked up a nice screen from Bronner with the jumper. And the foul is off ball. And it's called against Emily Dunn. And that's the eighth team foul. So even if the ball went, it didn't count. 32-19. Now down low. Penguins leave them wide open. Oh, brother. And now coach wants a timeout. Chambers jumps up on her feet after the Penguins were totally out of position, leaving Taylor Craig alone under the hoop, Josh. Both teams were off to our right. Both teams in proper position. There would have been no seam, but as it worked out, one of the Penguins fell off the player. Taylor Craig was all alone right under the hoop and got it to go, 34-19 with 6.5.
Well, Hawaii Pacific is playing great right now, Stu. They're getting those open look opportunities. They're forcing the issue. They're driving the ball to the rim. They're doing everything that it takes to just be on top in this game. And the DU Penguins right now are struggling. They're off balance. They're not playing as a unit. It seems like they're just all over the place in this one, Stu, and they're getting scored on and dominated down low. I like to see them step up, play some smarter fundamental basketball, move the ball around like they did earlier in this first half, and try to get those shot opportunities if possible.
All right, we're back underway, fans. 6:20 to go as the clock rolls. Flatten's got it off to our left. Flatten now fakes right, drifts left, off the side of the backboard, nowhere near. That was not very Flatten-esque, 34-19. And Josh, if you could, you get pull out one of those with the URL on it and give it to these ladies and find out what's up with Klarmanko, please. 6 minutes to go, fans. 34-19. Do you mind? Dunn tries to get the rebound. Dunn can't get it to go. Dunn couldn't pull it in. It ended up in the hands of Genesis Lewis, the leading rebounder. And she was fouled, I believe. No, she committed a foul. Or at least it was called against one of the Hawaiis. And it was Awa Williams. .547 to go. Now the Penguins get it after the foul. That was the fourth team foul committed by HPU. Penguins take it down, and then they draw a whistle. And that's a ninth team foul. So just as the Penguins get the ball back, Bronner with the foul there. No check it, not Bronner. Janish, and that's her second. 5:44 to go, fans. 34-19. HPU now brings it up. Now out to the right side. Genesis Lewis picks it up, and she walks with it, I do believe. 34-19. 5.5 to go, fans. Taki Takoi has entered the game. She brings it in from the left side. The Penguins have it again. Let's see if they can do something with it. HPU starting to pull away big time, Josh. So now here's Kimi Nakamura. Oh, she heaves it up there to Kylie Berlinski, who goes no look out to Taki. Taki goes back and forth, has it ripped away by Brittany Rinolo. Rinolo draws a foul. Josh, the Penguins are out of sorts right now, I think.
They're definitely out of sync right now, Stu. They're just not playing their type of basketball. The key to being in any type of sports matchup, Stu, is you want to impose your will on the other squad. You want to play your game. Don't fall into the trap of playing their game and playing catch-up. And that's what the Penguins are doing right now. They have to play catch-up, and now they're being forced to play out of sync and out of their way of doing things, and that is not going to be the recipe for victory in this one. They got to get back to their way of playing ball.
Rinolo goes to the line for two. She misses the first one. Courtney Buster's re-entered the game. Brooke Steindl, she's out of Queensland, Australia. 5'10" freshman is Steindl. She's come into the game for the first minutes tonight, 34-19. 5:12 to go, fans. The second one from Rinolo is good. It rattles in. 6:02 p.m., fans, on the West Coast in California. Dominican University of California. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu worldwide. Everywhere, Josh, just about everywhere. Here's Dunn. Goes to the top of the key now to Kimmy. Kimmy's in trouble. Kimmy backs up, flips it back over to Coy, sets up a screen, no good. Takoy drives baseline, she's got trouble. She gets it outside to Berlinski. Berlinski 3-on-2, Taki on the way. Softy, Taki, good! 35-21, 4:40 to go, fans. HPU brings it up, very quick transition work, Josh, for the HPUs. Boy, oh boy, Karasawa brings it up. She gets it over to Steindl. Steindl back over to Carousel. She's going to try to get on the left side. Four and a half to go. Now they work it down low. This is where HPO is so tough. Turnaround jumper, Courtney Buster, no. On the floor is Kylie Berlinski. Ends up on her back, 35-21. 4:23 to go, and the Penguins get it. Taki Takoy is going to bring the ball in. She does so into the backcourt to Berlinski. The Penguins need to move it all the way up now. And Berlinski working methodically. Picks up a screen from Taki. Taki's got the hand up. Jumper, Berlinski, left side, good. 12-footer, Kylie, 35-23, D is working it. 4:04 to go in the first half. Halftime extravaganza with my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson, with all the stats coming up. As usual, opening night for the Penguins in the NC2A PacWest Conference. Timeout now called. Media timeout, Josh. 35-23. 3:56 to go, fans. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. So far, the score is 35-23. The DU Penguins are down as the Hawaii Pacific Sea Warriors have come out in full force, ready to knock them down. They have played almost flawless tonight. They've been able to get the ball down low. They've been able to get the wide open look opportunities and score when need be. And the Penguins are a little flustered, but they're going to try to bounce back. It's the first game of NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Conference play, I should say. It's the first conference game.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It is. And you know what, Stu? I know you mentioned earlier about Buster and a lot of the other players on Hawaii Pacific being so physical on the court and playing just with such intensity. And that's what the NCAA brings. It brings a lot more physical play. If the game is faster, the players are bigger, they're more athletic players on this level. So in NCAA, we're going to see a lot of this. And this is a good little preview here at home for the Lady Penguins to size themselves up to and see, okay, this is what we have to measure up to. These are the type of teams we're going to have to beat. But it's going to be tough because the level of play just gets better and better from here on out, Stu, especially when we go to face those tough teams. And, you know, I know it's not even – it doesn't even need to be said that Hawaii has a very tough conference this year, or Hawaii has a lot of tough teams this year.
Yeah, you're right. You and I watched the Penguins go through the volleyball season and – they lost to all of the Hawaii schools. Hawaii's bringing it.
Well, they have some athletes.
First one by Rinolo on the line is good. The second one is no good. And the Penguins box out. The Penguins box out and step out. While they pull down the rebound, Berlinski hauls it in. Then she steps out of bounds. HPU is going to have it now on the short end. 3:54 to go, fans. 36-23. HPU's pulling away. And now there is a walk on the inbounds passed into Rinola, who walked with it. You know, Josh, one other thing is Tiffany Wilson. Tiffany Wilson is the leading scorer for HPU, and she's not playing tonight. She is in the house, but she's not playing. She's injured, which might be a good thing for the DUs, considering the disparity in score. 35-23, stolen away by Flatten. Flatten all alone in the forecourt. Flatten brings it up left side, makes it perfectly, Josh. That's the shot you make in warm-up time and time again. She stole it away. She was able to outpace McKenna Karasawa all the way down 36-25. The D's are going to need a few more of those, but that's one way to get it started. Oh, brother, and it's answered by a long two-ball by Paris Gravely from the left edge. I just barely got to finish talking about how wonderful a play Flatten had pulled off, and Gravely nails it from about 17. And now the Penguins answer from the top of the key. Berlinski from 18, 38-27. 2:54 to go, left side. HPU brings it. Now they go left again. Off the, oh man, three ball again by Gravely. And she was on the same line. She just fired the long two, Josh. This one's good for three.
You got to get a hand in her face. You can't let Gravely stand out there on the perimeter and shoot. If she's able to get a shot from the arc, she's going to take it, Stu.
41-27, and now the Penguins answer. However, it doesn't go down. The shot goes by Kimi Nakamura. She's nailed 2 3 balls, and the Penguins, Taki Takoi, manages to get the rebound, and she throws it away. Now Rinola has it in transition, and she walks with it. It was thrown behind her, Josh. Rinola fielded it, but she slid the foot, and the Penguins will get it back. 2:21 in the first half, fans. 41-27. I know St. Patrick's School is in the house, Josh. We're going to hear from some of those students in between games. Tonight's a doubleheader. Men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. So the St. Patrick's kids are here, and we're going to bring them on the radio station in between games. Kylie Berlinski now, right side, three-ball attempt deep. Foul on one of the Penguins off ball. 41-27, that's the 10th team foul committed by the Mighty Penguins. 2:07 to go. HPU has only committed 5 team fouls, Josh. Penguins have committed 10. Josh and I will be on the air Saturday night. That'll be our next broadcast. Here's a shot on goal from the right side by Genesis Lewis. She's short with it. The Penguins come up with it. Flatten takes it between the circles. Flatten now flings it off to the right side over to Kimmy. Kimmy's got it. She heaves it back up to Flatten. Top of the key. Flatten thinking 3-ball. Passes it off to Kylie. Kylie's getting hammered by the defense. Now she drifts back over to the right side. 19 seconds on the shot clock. A buck and a half to go overhead. Kylie now back off to Alicia. Flatten has it with 13. 12. Flatten, right side, 11. Flatten drives in, right side, 9. On the way, no whistle. There was tons of contact there. She got wrapped up with one of the HPUs under the hoop, Josh. And the Penguins are going to bring Raquel Gomes back in, along with Tammy Bronner. Out done, out Nakamura. A buck 20 to go, 41-27. Dude trailing. HPU is going to bring Taylor Craig back in, substituting in place of Karasawa. HPU's brought the Penguins all they can handle tonight. The DUs are getting a very good taste of this new NC2A Division II conference. A very tough team, and HPU. Penguins playing pretty well tonight, Josh. They're not playing poorly. HPU just very tough.
This HPU is very tough.
Yeah, part of the growing pains.
You know, we can't take anything away. We give credit where credit is due, and HPU is, you know, they've played great in this first half. They've been able to, you know, just establish some dominance, and they've been able to score when needed. And, you know, that's all you can ask. You wish I wish I had a better explanation for why they're playing so well, but they're just doing it simple. They're doing nothing too extravagant, just getting those good look opportunities, scoring, and pretty much playing fundamentally sound.
Shantae Delpit out of Paramount, she's a 5'10 senior, has entered the game for HPU. Upon entering the game, she immediately fouls Raquel Gomes, who goes to the line, and Gomes makes the first one. She misses the second one. The Penguins, however, Taki Takoi gets it. 3-ball on the way, Flatten. Yes. 41-31, 1:03 to go. Up on her feet is Coach Chambers. She calls a timeout. 1:03 to go. The Penguins trail by 10, Josh. Great shot there by Flatten, though, to bring the big 3-ball from outside the arc.
No, that was a great shot by Flatten there, Stu. And Dominican has climbed within 10, which is good news considering how the entire first half is gone. But I like to see the Penguins just be able to attack the rim a lot more, which you have to say Hawaii Pacific has made very sure that that doesn't happen a whole lot. But if the Penguins are able to force the ball down lower most so and run a little bit more of their offense to play their game, they can bounce back in this one in the second half and come out at least going into halftime with some momentum is what I like to see the Penguins do. Going to halftime with some momentum, put some scores on the board, and get Hawaii Pacific thinking about you just a little bit.
41-31, fans. The end of the timeout has come. 1 minute exactly to go in the first half. HPU has the ball. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Almost knocked away by Berlinski, but HPU maintains control. Not only do they maintain control, but Mona Hopkins flings it across the paint to Courtney Butler, who is waiting nicely on the left side of the key. It buries the deuce, 43-31. HPU fans insisting on defense. There's an air ball by Berlinski, picked up by Taki, who goes up and under. Takoi draws a foul, no bucket. She'll go to the line. Berlinski had a good look at it, flung the air ball, Josh. You don't see that too often out of the very sure-handed Berlinski. Opening night, NC2A play, conference play, Penguin style. Takoi to the line. Takoi, good. Very nice play by the veteran, Taki Takoi. And that one's good. So she brings the Penguins within 10 now. 43-33. 30 seconds to go, fans, in the first half. Bringing it up, HPU. Taylor Craig goes right side. Oh, man, what a play. She passed it off to Hopkins. No look, good for three. 46-33. Hopkins with a tray ball. Shot clock is off now, 19 seconds. Alicia Flatten's bringing it up. She brings it up the right side. She's just standing there looking to get the last shot off, 10 seconds. She picks up a screen from Gomes. She goes 360, finds a seam, makes the way to the hoop, good four. HPU's got it on the rebound, two. Over to the left side, one. On the way, it does not fall after the shot goes off by Courtney Buster. Holy cow. Josh, what a first half, fans. 46-33. Halftime at the Conlin Center. Penguins have been playing pretty well, but they've had their hands full with the likes of McKenna Karasawa, Taylor Craig, Jasmine Awa Williams, Mona Hopkins, Paris Gravely, Courtney Butler, and Brittany Rinola. Holy cow, all of those ladies have really been playing the Penguins tough. And we'll see if the Penguins can bring it in the second half. Josh will be back in a few minutes with the stats. 46-33. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
...2% from the line. And now back with your play-by-play is Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Good job there with this halftime extravaganza, as usual. The Penguins bring it in the second half to open things up, and they get it to Janish. Penguins now attacking the northern hoop with 19:40 to go. Janish unloads a big three ball but can't get it to fall. Once again, HPU works it down low, just gets it right past Wise. They get it into the hands of Ava Williams, who starts up again. Ava Williams for two. 48-33, Penguins trail. No look pass left side, Janish on the way. Big arc, no. Short, gets her own rebound. Everybody falls on it. Loose ball in the corner. Up with it, Alicia Flatten. She gets it down low, back over to Janish. Janish flings it up with the sky hook left side. Does she draw the foul? Foul is called against Courtney Buster.
And that's what the Penguins are going to have to do in the second half, Stu. They're going to have to attack the hoop and be able to run into the bigs, get some contact, and hopefully draw the fouls. If they can do that, they'll go to the line, and they'll be able to get this team from the free throw line if they're able to make those free throws, that is, as Kelsey Janish goes ahead and misses her first.
And the Penguins can't afford to miss anything if they want to get back into this thing. HPU playing very tough tonight, very adept. They got into town yesterday, and they've got a couple more games coming up. Academy of Art University on Thursday, and then Notre Dame on Saturday to finish up the trip. And Janish makes a second one, 48-34. Penguins now follow down the transition of HPU. Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific University in the house. 19 minutes exactly. Penguins are on defense now as Alwa Williams has it at the top of the key. She is between the circles. She flings it off to the right side. Now she heaves it across the court. Now they get it down to the low corner on the left side. Big three ball up there by Genesis Lewis is short. The Penguins get the rebound. And that's something they couldn't do in the first part of the game, the first half of the game. The up, oh, the zigzag, too wise, doesn't work. The Penguins played that beautifully as Wise hit Janish in stride, Josh. Janish then back to Wise, right under the hoop, softly, uncontested, missed it.
You got to be able to finish, Stu. That is most important in these games. It's not how you do it, but how you finish. You got to get to the hoop. When you get a good wide open look like Melissa Wise has, you got to drop that, especially when you're down 48-34. But the Penguins had the right idea going. They're attacking the basket, Stu. They're getting in the paint. They're scoring. They're moving the ball around. They're trying to do what it takes to get this Hawaii Pacific team off balance. They're playing their type of basketball. Very high tempo and pushing it as hard as they can. I think they should keep driving towards the paint, keep trying to draw contact or get those buckets down low, and that will definitely open up their shooters on the outside, Stu, and help them close this gap.
Timeout, fans, 8:31 to go, 48-34. Penguins have committed one foul here in the second half of game one, this PacWest doubleheader. While the Sea Warriors have committed two, Josh. Fast tempo, very up-tempo game tonight. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Currently 6:33 p.m. on the West Coast. Well, it's known as the West Coast, but Josh, Hawaii Pacific is even further west.
It is further west, but that's like the West Island. Can we call that still the West Coast? Because we're on the coast of what is the continental United States.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Hawaii, probably one of the best states in the union, at least the best state to go visit. They're right there. So I guess you can call them the West Coast, the far left coast.
You're right. Now the Penguins bring it in on the short side, and they throw it away. Genesis Lewis got in the way of the pass. It was set up perfectly. The D.U.s were looking to score, obviously. Lewis in there again. Boy, she had a great first half against the Penguins. Here's a long three ball off by Paris Gravely, who had a couple of threes in the first half. Gravely missed it way left. She's a left-handed shooter, is Gravely.
Gravely had 11 in the first half, Stu. You do not want to do that. The last thing you want to give Gravely is a wide-open look at the top of the arc. Dominican has to do a better job of playing defense in that situation.
Did she have two threes or three?
I believe she had three.
Two. That would make sense with a free throw and a... I'm not sure, but here come the Penguins back up the court to the right side, from buckling from the right side at about 14 feet. Great shot there by Alicia Flatten. She was able to fire the two. This one goes off, wiggles around the top of the rim, doesn't fall, 48-36. 17-39. Terry Toomey doing the overhead tonight, Josh. In the house at the Conlin Center. Now that's opening night dedication right there. 48-36. 17-35. The shot goes off on the right side now by Paris Gravely. No, everybody's on the floor. The Penguins get wrapped up. Janish ends up on the floor, duking it out with Awa Williams. And the Sea Warriors are going to get possession now on the jump ball. 48-36, 17-28 to go. Second half action. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, for those of you who are wondering. And I think most of you probably were. I hadn't mentioned it tonight. Here's the next shot by Gravely, three ball, no, left side. And the Penguins come up with a rebound. Oh, man, Baskerville came up, and she was a little angry as she whacked the ball falling out of bounds off of the feet of Awa Williams. And the Penguins are going to get the ball back. Well, she was kind of hot there, Josh. Penguins have it now on the long end. They bring it in uncontested. 48-36, 17-14 to go. Penguins are in trouble if they can't get some shooting going, and not just matching baskets. The Penguins need to play smart in the open court. The fire comes off the hands of Alicia Flatten, intended for Bronner, out of bounds. It's tipped out by Taylor Craig, and Craig, just a little more of that Hawaii defense, Josh. They're playing some very aggressive defense. Got to give them big-time props on that side of the ball. Penguins now bring it in. Bronner's got it. Top of the key. She's between the circles. She's drifting over to the right side. She fakes right, goes left. Over to Janish with a foot fake. Janish flings the ball off to Bronner. She gets it. Almost muffed away. Bronner left side goes up and under, and it's blocked all ball by Courtney Buster. Buster slams in there. And the whistle is called against Taylor Craig, and that's off ball. Or maybe Craig was in there underneath Courtney Buster. Buster, who's in there at 6'3", just stuck an arm up, and Bronner got hammered, or had the ball hammered away. She makes the first freebie, 48-37. 16:54 to go. And the second one rattles in. Penguins will take it. They all count, Josh. The Penguins now down by 10. Quick transition, HPU. They fling the length of the court to Genesis Lewis, left side. Good.
Dominican's going to have to stop the scores in transition if they hope to come back in this one, Stu.
12-point game, Josh. And you are absolutely right. The Penguins are going to need to do something spectacular because HPU's been spectacular all night. Now Bronner works her way through the seam. She's able to beat her guy. That was Craig. She gets away from her, runs it up the middle of the lane. Good. 50-40. Penguins down by 10. It's been a lot worse tonight, but it needs to get a lot better. 10 points. 16-15. Down off to our left now, way off to our left. HPU attacking that southern hoop. Now they go left side. They get it over to Mona Hopkins and a whistle. Foul is called against Courtney Buster. That's the fifth team foul committed in the second half, Josh. And it looks like HPU might get into the double bonus pretty early. The Penguins have only committed one, 50-40. 16:07 to go. Clock rolls inbounds. Penguins have it. Tough in the backcourt with that defense there. Hawaii playing very tough on the long end. Inside of 16 now, fans. Penguins down by 10. Left side, Janish goes in. She just pounds her way in. No. Lewis with a rebound. Baskerville got hurt, I think. Now they have it down low. Too much off the glass. Mona Hopkins got too excited, Josh. Jumped it. Bronner with the rebound. She brings it up coast to coast. Bronner goes left side. Now she fakes. Left goes right. Hauled in on the rebound by Buster. Missed shot. And now with the long up and in by Mona Hopkins, good for two. And Josh, the Hawaii's managed this zigzagging, anticipatory chucking the length of the court over and over with a timeout. And they are really showing the Penguins how to do it here. It's 52-40, fans. And the Penguins are getting shown a few little tricks in NC2A, our first night in conference play.
You're definitely right about that, Stu. Hawaii Pacific has just played, I'm not going to say phenomenal, but great. It's pretty much a synonym, but you know what? Hawaii Pacific, they've been able to score. They've been able to manage the game. They haven't been flustered. They've maintained their composure, and they've played their game. And Dominican's been hustling to try to get back. We saw some effort of them trying to drive down low, trying to draw some contact and be able to get to the line. And it's worked in part, but Hawaii Pacific has gone ahead and given them a piece of their own medicine. They've had great players showing great dominance down low, and Dominican has just been able to trying to force the issue. And Hawaii Pacific has just been letting it go, and they've been playing great ball so far, 52-40. And Hawaii Pacific keeps rolling, 15:33 left. If Dominican's going to do something, they better hurry up and find an answer quick, because time is of the essence, and it's starting to become of the essence soon enough here, Stu.
Yeah, we are late in the second half. Well, we're early in the second half. It's getting late in the game, considering it's a 12-point game at 15:33 to go, fans. The Penguins have committed two fouls, five committed by the Sea Warriors visiting from Hawaii Pacific University. Radio.dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide, 6:40 p.m. in San Rafael, California. To the line. Hawaii Pacific, Mona Hopkins. Hopkins, knees bent. Hopkins buries it. 55-40. Inbounds. Penguins get it up. Bronner's up. Bronner's got Taylor Craig plastered to her. Craig keeping an eye right on the ball. They're right here in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Craig gets screened out by Janish, but leaves Bronner nowhere to go. Bronner passes it off to Flatten. Now Bronner with a head fake. Bronner thinks about it. 15-17 to go. Bronner bounces it in there. Sets up a screen. Janish gets it down low to Baskerville. Goes right through the fingers of Baskerville. She couldn't hold on to it. It's pulled in now by Hopkins' left side. Now they bring it down low. Working it, working it. Lewis backs in, and she's fouled. Clock stops, 15:05. And it was a foul called against Lewis as Takoy and Berlinski get ready to re-enter. 55-40, Penguins get the ball back. They bring it on the long end. Not much pressure back there. Penguins trailing by 15. Bronner brings it up. She goes left side. And now off-ball penalty is called against Baskerville. Baskerville's playing rough, Josh. Baskerville is... She doesn't look happy out there, and she's playing very rough. And it was an off-ball penalty. No, check it. They call it against Flatten? I thought for sure it was on Baskerville. I saw Baskerville getting pretty aggressive there.
Well, we were all confused on that one because Melissa Wise was the one to throw her hands up, so I assumed it was her.
Well, it was Wise and Baskerville were walking side by side, and Wise threw her hands up. I thought the call was on Baskerville, but they call it against Flatten unless they just got it wrong at the table. Either way, it was a fourth team foul committed by the Penguins. And here's another one. Foul is called against. I'm not sure what's going on. Now they're going to bring it back over to the scoring table. They call it number 25, Taki Takoy. Very quickly, that would be Takoy's first, if in fact it is.
They're just getting things straightened out here at the scorers table.
50.
They're getting the score straightened out.
They had to get the score. You're right. Forget about the foul on Takoy, and it was called against Takoy there. 53-40 is the proper score. 14-47. Scoring table. Oh, a quick up and in as Wise gets in the way of it. Great defensive play by Wise as Baskerville comes up. Baskerville throws the arm out against McKenna Karasawa. And the foul is called against Karasawa, so the Penguins will go to the line now. No, they won't. They just get it on the sideline. 16 foul committed by HPU.
I'm telling you, the last person you want to run into when she's carrying the ball is Michaela Baskerville. She's very intense, very strong. Defensively is really her specialty on the court, but she is tenacious at all times.
Berlinski now sets up a screen, slams into her Hopkins. Hopkins turns around and slams her back, and I think that should have been a foul of some sort, but no whistle. I don't think anybody saw it there, Josh, but me and Berlinski. Berlinski now brings it up right side. Berlinski up against Karasawa. Berlinski lays it up on the right side. No. Rebound taken down by Gravely. Gravely stops, passes it back off to Karasawa. Burst of speed, Karasawa goes left side, foot fake now by Rinolo. They go back to the top of the key. Karasawa's going to reset 16 on the shot clock. 53-40 inside of 14 fans. Right side now, the Penguins are on defense. Now they get it down low over to Lewis, and that's the way HPU loves it. Lewis converts the deuce and one. 55-40, Lewis will go to the line. Lewis out there at 6 feet even is the leading rebounder, along with Jasmine Awa Williams. Williams at 5'9". You can see why Lewis is, she's so tough, but Awa Williams just plays aggressively all the time. The free throw is good. 3-point play set up by Lewis. Did they give us the point, Josh?
They're trying to straighten it out on the scoreboard. I believe they
there it is.
They gave the point.
Okay, 56-41. I think it's 56-40.
Everything's brand new here. Brand new equipment, brand new shot clocks, brand new scoreboard. We're getting all the kinks worked out.
Here's Takoy. Now she drives in right side. She gets rejected by Lewis in a big way. Lewis said, no way. Are you going to go any further there, Miss Takoy? Taki is usually very, very tough under the hoop. But Lewis was in perfect position, and that's what it is. When you're in perfect position, you make great plays. Now from the top of the key, way out there goes Gravely. She tries another three ball. Up on her feet is Chambers. Chambers didn't like that call. 56-41. 13-17, 16 fouls apiece. That one committed by Berlinski. Baskerville is going to head back to the bench as Chambers calls a timeout. Penguins call timeout. 56-40, 13-17, fans. Men are scheduled to tip off in 45 minutes, Josh, but not before this barn burner concludes. You know, I got some, at halftime, I ran into Shelly Klermenko out in the lobby and talked to her. Klermenko tore an ACL. Klermenko, team leader, one of the high scorers for the Penguins, one of the best Penguin players to ever pull on a DU uniform, Josh, is done. It's over.
And you know what, Stu? It's unfortunate because Shelly Kominko adds such just a different dynamic to this team. She adds that power down low. She adds a lot of that great, great offensive play. I mean, her turnaround jumper is as sweet as I've ever seen in, you know, in college basketball. And I'm telling you, right now she's needed in this game. Especially in a game where you're going against bigger teams who are bigger down low in terms of, you know, their players who play at the four and five positions. And, you know, Shelly, she provides that inside force, that dominance. You know, she's the person who gets down there, and she's the blue-collar ball player. She gets down there, she hustles, she gets those hard-to-earn points. And you know what? I think that, you know, she's definitely going to be missed for this team. But an ACL or MCL injury, something that is very common in basketball and football and sports as such. And, you know, you hate to see that happen, especially, you know, to a great student-athlete like Shelly.
The anterior cruciate ligament. Oh. That is so hard to swallow, as I have enjoyed calling her and watching her improve as a player. She's a very nice young lady, but she is an astounding basketball player, just a superb player. And Josh, you said it, with the soft turnaround jumper, Klemenko down low is about as good as they get. And when she gets going, she has been unstoppable. So I am very sad to report that Klemenko's done. She's a senior, torn ACL. Career over. Oh, that hurts. 12:50 to go, fans. End of the timeout has come. Penguins get it. They get it inbounds. Uh-oh, thrown away Kimmy. Nakamura hands it off, throws it away. McKenna Karasawa comes up with it. She goes the distance with Flatten climbing up her back. Flatten stuck an arm in there and pulled the total hack-a-shack at the last second there, Josh. Like, she was chasing against a running back trying to strip it away from over the top. 56-40, 12:46 to go. Karasawa. The one good thing about the play by Flatten was it wasn't a T. It was pretty egregious, but it wasn't a T. And Karasawa did not make the bucket. 57-40, she gets a chance for two, and the second one's on its way. It's good.
Well, that's silver lining if I ever heard it, Stu.
Well, thank you. 58-40, 12:43, both of them are made. So as it turns out, the Penguins didn't really gain anything. In fact, they lost because it's one more against Flatten and one more against the team. So that was Flatten's third. Now it's knocked out of bounds by Karasawa, playing some massive defense. Taki Takoi right in front of us. Number 25 is Takoi. She gets it inbounds and gets it to Bronner. Well, I don't know how Takoi even saw that seam. She managed to get it in. Good play there by Taki. She goes three ball. Oh, brother, and there's an air ball by Takoi right over the head of Gomes. Gomes was in perfect position to box out had she hit the rim, but she didn't. 12:19 to go now. Penguins trailing 58-40. Down with the rebound now on the shot on goal. Rebounds by the Penguins over to Berlinski, left side. Kimmy, no, short, taken down Lewis. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Uh-oh, now they work it down low. It's HPU's has numbers. Gravely goes right side. 12:01 to go. And Gravely with a shot on goal. They got it off to Rinaldo at the last second. She'll get the shot. That's the eighth team foul for the Penguins. That one is the third against Alicia Flatten. Nope, that was against Gomes. The first one against Gomes. 12:01 to go, fans. Penguins down by 19 as the first one goes. Rinaldo back to the line for the second. Rinaldo bounces once, up and down on the knees. Second one's good. Boy, Josh, Sea Warriors are awfully good from the stripe. Inside of 12 minutes, fans, Penguins down by 20. Berlinski being instructed to slow things down, Josh.
I'm sorry about this. They're just fundamentally sound in this game. They've played, you know, the ball exactly the way you teach them how to play it. They've made smart shots. They've been able to establish the dominance throughout the game, make the other team play their game. And from the line, they've been almost flawless tonight. So you have to love the great play by Hawaii Pacific, and you got to appreciate it. But this is NCAA basketball, and this is what DU is going to have to become accustomed to if they want to be successful in this new conference.
Yeah, you said it. And you're also absolutely correct in your previous thought about Shelly Klemenko and how much the team is hurting without her tonight, because Klemenko at 5'10", the hometown presence, Klemenko is so such a big part of the team under the hoop. And moving into the bigger league of the PacWest Conference, Penguins could really use her. But can't lament over the loss of Klimenko. Must move forward as we are in the opening night of NC2A basketball, fans. PacWest style from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Just before the timeout came, which we are in now, Kylie Berlinski unloaded a big three ball. It was a little bit deep. It was hauled in, and then the timeout was called. So the Penguins are down by 20, Josh, and that with 11 minutes and 38 seconds to go. That's a pretty tall order.
You know what it is, a tall order, Stu, and you know, if anyone looking from the outside in were to see this score, they probably think, you know what, it's about it for the Penguins, but you never know what can happen. 11 minutes and 38 seconds is a long time in college basketball, and we've seen crazier happen in the world of college sports. But you know what, it's a new, like we said, it's the dawn of a new era, and it's NCAA play. Everything changes. The game is faster. The players are taller. They're more athletic. I mean, it's just a whole new thing that Dominican is going to have to become accustomed to and adjust to. But once DU is able to adjust to that, you know, they'll be fine. We're going through every other growing pain type situation that a lot of schools go in once they, you know, go up a level or once they increase their level of competition and go into the NCAA. So, you know, it's all normal. It's all new for the Penguins.
11:20 to go now, fans, as the clock rolls. At the end of the timeout has come, as you might suspect. The Penguins on defense as HPU brings the ball up on the left-hand side. Taylor Craig, who's been nothing but trouble for the DUs tonight, 11:04 to go. Here's a jumper from the left side. Courtney Buster gets a whistle. No bucket for Buster, but she will get to go to the line. The foul was called against Taki Takoi. That's her second. And the ninth for the Penguins. So in the second half, HPU came out running and gunning. They were very aggressive. And they quickly racked up six fouls, while the Penguins only had one. Now the Penguins have nine, and HPU has six. So they have made them. Penguins have eight unanswered fouls. 11:03 to go. 60-40. Second one is good. 61-40, 11:03 to go. Okay, Berlinski brings it up now on the rebound. Penguins only have room for one more before they hand over the double bonus, which is what they needed. Now a three ball by Nakamura. Josh, and that's good, 61-43. But that, Penguins are going to need a little more than that. But we're not going to complain about it. Always like the three ball.
You're right. They're going to need a few more just like that. Matter of fact, the Penguins are going to have to just tighten up defensively. You can't make any mistakes defensively, and you can't foul.
Here's a turnaround jumper from about 8 feet. Good shot on goal there by Courtney Buster, and one Buster. Josh, can you believe that play in the NC2A? 6'3" shot there out of Buster. She's out of Tarzana, fans. 180 jumper from inside the key straight away, knocked it down, 63-43, 10.5 to go. On the way, and it bumps its way in. Buster picks up three, 64-43. Now, Josh, let's not forget that just a week ago, the Penguins were up by 20 against Cal State East Bay and managed to lose that game. So 20 points is not insurmountable.
It's not insurmountable, Stu. Like we said, especially they have just enough time on the clock to do it, but they got to get to work and get to work fast if they hope to come back, because Hawaii Pacific shows no signs of slowing down, especially with Dominican sending them to the line as often as they have early in the second half.
Nakamura with the three ball, no. It's taken down by HPU. They bring it back up. Uh-oh. And Courtney Buster's hurt. Buster's limping left ankle. Buster's going to head out, and there's a buzzer of sort. Wise in. Who's going to leave for the DUs? Takoi is out. Buster's got to leave. She was really limping. No, she stays in there, man. She is tough. Hawaii Pacific, Josh. They got some tough players. Back to the bench now is Ranolo. And I didn't catch who took her place. Oh, Mona Hopkins has re-entered the game. So Hopkins is in there with Gravely. And now a foul was called against Bronner. Let's see now. I think HPU is going to get it back. There was a whistle. No, the DUs are going to get it back. And I guess it was a travel, although the Penguins did pick up their 10th. And HPU's now in the double bonus. That's a big advantage, and the Penguins need advantages. They don't need to be giving them away, 64-43. We're inside of 9.5, fans. Left side, Bronner. Oh, Bronner picked up the fake screen from Bryant, went the other way with it, had a clean look, didn't take it. Berlinski, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Wise with a head fake. Jumper right side. Wise short. Tipped out of bounds. HPU. Penguins have it. Still limping. Josh is Buster, but Buster doesn't want to come out. But when she went in for the rebound there, she's still jumping on that right foot, limping on the left. I think that left ankle got twisted up. 64-43. Inbound short side. Shauna goes up with it. Up and over the top of Buster. The one thing is Buster's remained flat-footed since she got hurt, so she's really not jumping up in her attempts to defend Josh, but still at 6'3", Buster's still tough to get over. Shauna managed to get it over there, but she didn't get a good look at the hoop. And as a consequence, it didn't fall. 64-43, DU's 9 minutes exactly. DU's trailing, second half action. Men coming up at 7:30, currently 5-0. Here's Bronner, top of the key, Wise. Wise with a head fake, Wise foot fake, Wise three ball, no. Taken down, Bryant gets wrapped up under the hoop. Bryant and Wise both went after it, and that allowed Taylor Craig to climb in there. And Buster's back up. She's still limping, Josh. Buster's been limping the whole time. She doesn't want to come out, or the coach doesn't see it. Although, how can he not? 8:48. Buster just doesn't want to come out. The ladies just want to play. Can't blame them. 8:45 to go. Penguins trailing now by 21. Check it. Berlinski, three ball. 64-40. No, they only gave her two? 64-45. 8.5 to go now, fans. Second half. And Bronner stuck an arm in there as Mona Hopkins came running out from the left, out on the left wing. She came running back in toward the circles. Stuck an arm in there, and the foul is called against her. And that's going to automatically send Hopkins to the line, the 5'10 sophomore out of Kona. And this one's good. Kona on the Big Island. Big Island also the youngest in the chain. Josh, you've been there, haven't you? Big Island, you come out of the airport, turn right, about 8 miles to Kona. Beautiful part. Beautiful part of the state. Oh, 8:24
yeah,
to go.
I've been to Maui. That's about my extent of my. I've been to Honolulu too. That's the extent
all
of
right,
my.
So you've been to Oahu,
Oahu,
Maui.
Yes, I have.
All right, and Kona there is on the Big Island of Hawaii. So I think we've got it.
And that is
covered.
Hawaii, Hawaii.
Hawaii, Hawaii.
Shout out to Hawaii.
Mahalo. Wise has it now. She gets it over to Bronner. Now back over to Wise with a head fake. Wise with a jumper right side with one on the shot clock. Oh, it bounces three times on the rim and doesn't fall. Shauna Bryant had it, and they give it back to HPU. Bryant was under the bucket with three Hawaii players. Timeout now has been called. Three Hawaii players, a little old Shauna Bryant, and somehow they call it out of bounds off of Bryant. 65-45. The Penguins are hanging tough, but they're 20 down all night, Josh. It's pretty tough to come back. We're just inside at 8 minutes, fans, but the DUs are still playing very tough.
The DUs are still playing very tough. They're getting some outside looks and dropping some big shots, but it's going to take a few more of those as well as some great, great, great play defensively. They're going to have to step it up on the defensive end, and that's what it comes down to in these close teams, in these close games, excuse me. When you're down, you got to start playing tough defense, keep the other team from scoring so you can get on the board just as much as possible. And the Penguins are just going to have to keep forcing the issue, play their game. And you know what? It's a tall order at about 8 minutes left, but they can make it happen. Down 20, we've seen it happen before, but Dominican, you got to just play flawless basketball from here on out, mistake-free. And we say that a lot of times. We beat that horse every time we get here on the mic. But mistake-free basketball is what it takes to be successful in the NCAA.
Well, you know, you're right about that. And it is a must if the Penguins expect to do anything in this game. I mean, they're down by 20. They've got 8 minutes to go. Flawless, mistake-free basketball is what the Penguins must do. It's not something we're hoping for. It's just that if the Penguins want to contend tonight, and you're right, the rest of the way. And it's going to be a long season if the Penguins don't play flawless basketball. It is tough. But that's what you need. You move up in the big time. You want to play the big boys? You better bring it. And the NC2A is it's a different animal. We're experiencing that tonight. And here's a classic example going coast to coast. Taylor Craig took it 89 feet after the inbounds. Took it herself. Went right up there and laid it in. Now the Penguins throw it away again. As Bronner had it, she turned around and intended for Shauna, but it was a poor toss. Wise now got in the way of the layup on the left-hand side of Taylor Craig. So Craig's getting her miles in, Josh. She's running the length of the court over and over and over. 67, 45, 7.5 to go. Craig back to the line. Ready to re-enter is Karasawa in between shots. Over for a word with the coach is Brooks Steindl. Flatten has re-entered. Karasawa did not re-enter, Josh. I'm not sure why. Flatten in for Bronner. 7.5 to go. 68-45. Back on the line now, HPU. She throws up the second one. It rattles in. Good shot. 7.5. Clock rolls. 69-45. DU's have it. Berlinski. Left side. Berlinski goes top of the key to Wise. Wise resets. Big time defense by HPU. Shauna sets up a perfect screen. Opens the lane for Kimmy. Goes three ball. No. Missed it right. Coming up on seven. Here's Karasawa. She drives into the paint and then backs up. Now she backs way up in between the circles. 18 on the shot, 6:58 to go, fans. Penguins trailing now, 69-45. And that's going to be clock management time on the part of HPU. They go shot on goal, left side, no. Shot clock doesn't reset. Five on the way, two. Awa Williams with another one, and HPU's all smiles, Josh. These ladies are having fun. All of them are just having a gas.
Well, definitely, Stu. I mean, when you're up by 20-plus and, you know, you're playing good and you're feeling good, as HPU has, they should be happy in this game. I mean, they've come all the way from Hawaii. They put together a great game, a series of great halves. And you know what? DU is just having no answer for it. It looks to me like they're running out of gas here late in the second half.
Yeah, Mona Hopkins stole it away under the Penguin hoop after an errant throw. The DU's chucked it away again. She took it the distance and dropped the deuce. 73-45. Now Flatten draws a foul. And the Penguins, Flatten's smiling. So Flatten's having a good time. She loves her basketball. She'll get to go to the line. I don't know if she's smiling because it was such a flagrant foul, but it wasn't that bad. She was under the hoop, and I think she just got blocked out because Flatten's not that big. She's in there at about 5'8". In fact, she's listed Flatten after. She makes the first one. Flatten is 5'6" out of Hayward, the senior, the team leader, the high scorer for the Penguins, and high assist person. For the DU, 73-46. She'll go to the line again. 6:08 to go. On the way, Flatten. Backspin good. Flatten knocks them both down. Inbounds. Karasawa brings it up the left side. We're coming up on 6 minutes, fans. 73-47. Over to the left side now. HPU works it back to the top of the key. Karasawa backs up on it. Whistle. This one drops, but the whistle before the ball drop. As the Penguins are going to see, Stephanie Carnes coming in, the 5'1" freshman out of Fremont. Carnes with her first minutes tonight. And she is a crowd favorite, as Carnes. Carnes very fast, the point guard. Carnes in there at 5'1". So she better be fast if she wants to play NC2A basketball. Janish has it. Janish drives in. Left side, Brittany Rinola with a... She had a drifting screen there, Josh, and it was illegal. And that will send Janish to the line. 73-47, 5:44 to go as Taki gets ready to re-enter. Janish on the way, good. Takoy in place of Kimmy. Josh, Takoy has one sock on the left leg and then a black brace on the right leg, but it looks like a sock. It just looks like a bigger sock.
Well, Takoy did have ankle issues early on this season. She was a little banged up.
That's exactly what that is. That's an ankle brace. You're right.
She had such a great season last year. I mean, she was just phenomenal as a freshman. This year, you know, it's hard to start off your sophomore year, especially with an injury. You kind of, you know, get out of your mode and your zone of doing things, but she's trying to get back in the swing of doing things, and we know DU's definitely going to need her. Going into more conference play.
Taki Takoy with a rebound, and the Penguins box out. Wise has it. She walks with it. Wise at the top of the key. Looking for Janish, but before she let the ball go, she thought about it a little too long, and that dragged the pivot foot, 73-49. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the second half, fans, and HPU is just calling out to work the clock now. They just want to work it. They've got other games this week. You're right, they made the five-hour flight yesterday. It's 5 hours this way. It's 6 hours going back into the jet stream. Why is it So coming to California is easier than going home. Uh-oh, ball stuck between the rim and the backboard on the shot by Brittany Rinola. And so somebody's going to have to run up and knock the ball out, and I don't know if any of the ladies can throw it up that or can jump that far. So they give the ball to Wise, who's another ball, and she knocks it out and knocks it free. Josh, you should have just run out there and
swatted it down.
Swatted it down.
Showed a lot of my jumping ability, my 48-inch vertical.
I was going to say, you can get up above that thing and hit it on the way in. Now they bring it in on the short side. HPU's got it, 73-49. Inside of 5 minutes, fans, they bring it. Oh, the Penguins with big-time defense. Karasawa has it. She goes down to the left side. Passes it off, maintain control. Now they get it over to Rinola. 15 on the shot. Long ball left edge. Awa Williams good. 75-49. 4.5 to go. Hey, we've got some kids from St. Patrick's School in the house in between games. We're going to do a little interview action. Uh-oh. And Alicia Flatten gets slammed into the back wall. Running was Jasmine Awa Williams. She pounds into Alicia Flatten. Flatten slams into the padded back wall off of the end line. And she was dazed there for a second, Josh, but she pops up. She's okay. 75-49. No, 425.
Looked like the padding hurt. I wouldn't want to imagine what it was like if that padding had not been here. Shout out to our facilities manager, Pat.
Yeah.
Thanks for the padding, Pat. You've saved a lot.
The padding.
She ran right into those pads to block that hard brick wall right behind the rim, and boy, the look on her face was one for the ages. She hit it hard, Stu.
Yeah, she did, but she luckily the padding was there. She's no worse for wear. And the HPU is working around. Brooke Steindl gets it on the left corner, and she walks with it. 75-49, 4:18 to go. Penguins get the ball. Backcourt pressure. DU's have it. Uh-oh. Carnes brings it up, and Carnes has it stripped away from behind her by Taylor Craig. Carnes didn't even see Craig coming up behind her. Carnes was bringing it, too, and she hit that little overdrive button, Josh, and sped up over the timeline. And Craig kept right up with her and reached in behind her, sent Carnes flying. Carnes hit the deck very hard, sliding on her chest, Josh. Her feet were up. 75-49 coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Carnes brings it up this time. No backcourt pressure. Penguins down by 26. And we're inside of 4 minutes now. Janish has got it. Heaves it across the court. Throws it away again. Penguins on defense. Taylor Craig. Right side. Craig stops. Jumps. Buckles. No. Penguins can't get the rebound, though. Rebound by Awa Williams. Now the Penguins get the rebounds after Awa Williams missed it. And that's been the tale of tonight, Josh. 23 on the shot clock as Michaela Baskerville's got it. She gets it over to the right side of Tokoi. Now Carnes, left side, Janish. Back over, Dunn's in there for the DUs. Penguins don't pass it to the top of the key. Baskerville now, two-handed pass, gets it down low to Tokoi, and a whistle. And the foul is called against. That was called against Josh Brittany Rinola. Is that possible? Yeah, Rinola's out there. And it was listed against number 33. That's Rinola. 75-49, immediate timeout. 3:23. This timeout brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City. Best Buy, Josh, proud supporters of DU Radio. Also brought to you by Citibank in San Rafael on 4th and Heatherton. So, Josh, you probably have a summer job you're going to be working this year? You probably get some extra paychecks. You want to deposit those over at Citibank. 4th and Heatherton fans, proud supporters of DU Athletics. Also, Pasta Pomodoro at the Montecito Plaza, right there on 3rd Street. Pasta Pomodoro and Extreme Pizza. Either pasta or pizza. We've got you covered. Extreme Pizza and Pasta Pomodoro, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. 75-49, 3:23, radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Score is 75-49, and unfortunately, our DU Penguins are down with 3:23 left to go. The Lady Penguins have had their hands more than full tonight. In a sense, I guess you can say their cup runneth over. Because Hawaii Pacific has just brought the noise here tonight, and they have come into the Collins Center expecting a win and coming out with the same. And 49-75. You can say they got their wish, Stu, and I'm telling you, the Penguins, you know what? I think tonight was just sort of an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, well, it has been for me.
Because we just found out that women's basketball in the Pac West is no joke.
Tokoi makes the first one, misses the second one. Tokoi gets her own rebound and then is rejected on the way back up, and she'll go right back to the line, Josh. So no time actually ran off the clock, I don't think. As Tokoi followed up the shot with a shot. So she goes right back to the line, and this one hoops out. It's kind of a horseshoe. Well, you're right, it is no joke. This has been a tough game. 75-50. Tokoi back to the line to the second and two. And no good. So she made one of four there, Josh. You have to be a little stronger than that if you want to play with the likes of the Sea Warriors. Looked like Tokoi was throwing up a coconut, Josh.
I like that one.
Thanks. Coming up on 3 minutes, fan. 75-50. Over to the top of the key now. The Penguins on defense. Now they'll bounce it around. HPU just playing some catch. Now they work it down low. Courtney Buster's got it. Buster heaves it up there. No, rebound. Nakamura inside of 3 minutes now. Penguins need to score 25 to tie it, Josh, in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Can they do it? On the way. Oh, three ball Kimmy. Well, that's how you score 25 in 2.5 minutes. Kimmy with another three ball. That's, I think, her third or fourth of the night. A good play there by Nakamura. Opened things up nicely tonight. Rebound Baskerville. Penguins now bringing it up. 2:25 to go. Left side, Taki. Back over to Michaela. Two ball, softly. No. Rebound. HPU Buster again. Boy, Buster's been so tough when it comes to hauling it in. 22, the shot clock resets. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. HPU's just going to slow things down and try and drain the clock. Carnes is in there. Carnes smacks right into Courtney Buster, and the foul is called against Buster. And let's see where they're going to give it back to the DUs. Taki has it with 2:01 to go. 75-53, fans. Pac West doubleheader. I think Josh is going to get some play-by-play in the men's game. That should be pretty exciting. We'll look for Josh on his NC2A play-by-play debut. Kimmy again, three. Yes, left side. 1:45 to go, 75-56. Here come the mighty Penguins. The Penguins are bringing it. Carnes now. Carnes reaches in and under Taylor Craig. Craig brought it up. Foul against Carnes. 75-56. That's her first. So that will do nothing more really than slow things down as Taylor Craig goes to the line. You want to play tough to the end, but with a buck and a half to go, 75-56, kind of decisive. This one's missed. Craig misses the first one, looks over to the coach in disbelief. Got to believe it. Once in a while, you miss one. You can't make everything, Josh. I mean, you do, but, you know, not everybody does.
It takes skill to make all your shots.
I've never seen you miss one.
That's because...
I've never seen you shoot one.
Well, I'm a freak of nature, Stu, you know.
Hey, you said it.
They don't make them all like me. But they don't make them all like Stuart Horn
either.
They
broke the mold? Is that what you're trying to say? The second one is good. Now the Penguins in transition.
I won't say they broke the mold. You wrote the book. I just read it, Stu.
All right. Baskerville drives in right side. Good play for the DUs. 76-58. 1:15 to go now. The clock rolls. 25 on the shot clock, fans. Now Carnes playing some big defense again. Craig. In the backcourt, Craig gets across the timeline over to the right side. Steindahl has it. 14 on the shot clock. They're just going to play some catch. 59 seconds to go. Penguins trailing by a ton. Left side, shot on goal. From the left edge, no. Penguins come down with it. 50 seconds to go in the backcourt. Penguins bring it up, Taki. She heaves it up to the top. Emily Dunn off the backboard. Good! Dunn nails a deuce. 76-60. 40 seconds to go, fans. Game one. HPU men are in the house. They're getting ready to warm things up as soon as this one's over. 30 seconds to go. 76-60. And HPU's been instructed to just hold on to it now. Work the clock down. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Left side. Now they get another one off. Long three ball, no. HPU resets. Penguins could not get the rebound. 14 seconds to go. Down off the hoop. And Emily Dunn picks up the foul against Buster. Dunn with a foul, 76-60, and Buster will go to the line with 11.7 seconds to go.
I think I'm not going to speak too soon, Stu. You know, they never say it's over till it's over, but I think it's safe to say it just might be over.
Tough to find a bet on this one.
Yeah.
77-60 as Buster cans the first one. She gets another shot at it. As Alicia Flatten will play the final 11 seconds, and Baskerville will bask in this one. Perhaps some personal glory as the second one goes down. Clock rolls 10 seconds. Flatten brings it up, picks up a screen. Flatten, three ball. On the way, no. Gets her own rebound. Flatten drives in, has it pulled away from her. Flatten had it in the backcourt. 1 second. There's the game, fans. And the final score is 78-60. So the Penguins, Lady Penguins go to 3-9. 0-1 in conference. 3-9 overall. Tonight was a wake-up call, Josh, and it was one that the Penguins were, I think, they were expecting. They have got some serious competition ahead of them, growing pains and all, but you got to say, you got to love it. Penguins are in the NC2A, and this is the big time, and they're going to run into tough teams, and they ran into a tough team tonight. Excellent, excellent play from the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific University. A very fine game from the Sea Warriors, and looking forward to the men's game. Please stay with us, fans. Josh, you did a great job as usual. 78-60, your final, fans. Next ladies' game will be Saturday night. 5:30 tip-off. DU women will be playing against Hawaii Hilo. Josh and I will be here. 5:50. Check it, 5:30 is the game time. We'll be here. Hope to see you back for that. Thank you for listening on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay tuned for the men's game.